Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse says this, As touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. That you increase more and more in what? In loving one another. Now, it's hard to find a Christian that doesn't know that we're supposed to love each other. Or that God is love. Or that love is the greatest and love is the most important. But some way or another, I think we have heard it and heard it and heard it in different ways until it's just kind of a mental assent thing. Love's the main thing. Love. But are we excited about love? Every day thinking, checking everything out going, that's love. That's not love. That's not enough love. You understand what I'm saying? Are we checking everything that we're doing and acting? And are we excited about doing it? Or, on the other hand, is a lot of the church just condemned? Feeling that we're not doing it and that nobody really fully walks in love and we ought to and we ought to try harder. And no, you ought to do it. We ought to do it. Because as we found out last week, it is a command. Somebody say command.
Command.
Command is different from a suggestion.
Yes,
sir. Or a high ideal. It's a command. But if all you do is just talk about the command and you're supposed to do it, you're supposed to do it, you better do it, you better do it, supposed to do it. Most of the time people will believe it and nod their heads and feel bad because they're not doing it and leave and not do it and just feel bad because they're not doing it. No, you need to. Much of the church lives in condemnation and thinks that's normal and think the correct response is just to shake your head and go, yeah, boy, we need to do better. What do you mean you need to do better? If you know how to do it, why don't you just do it? Well, no, people would rather just go, we need to do better. That means we're not going to do anything. We're just going to talk about it. We need to. Yeah, we need to. We need to. We need to get along with each other. And I have seen people get so adamant. All these churches need to get along. They just need to get along. They're all these preachers and all these churches. Why don't they work together? Why don't you work together? Well, I'm not a preacher. So? You think there's different rules? For you and preachers? No. It was the love command to preachers? No. All these people should get along. The world should just get along. I believe it. People ought to quit all their petty fighting and arguing and they ought to get along. You're full of talk. No action. A judge is not a doer. That's not my words. That's Romans 2. That's James 2 and James 4. If you are a judge, you're not a doer. Well, I just feel like everybody ought to get along. And these preachers, they better be careful what they do with God's money. They better be careful. I think some of it's just lavishness. I think some of it's just waste. But what about what you do with God's money? I'm not receiving any offerings. God said that 10% of everything that came in was His.
Amen.
You see, a fella, I mean, nearly cuss and spit nails if he thought a preacher took up an offering and spent it on something personal. Oh, fella ought to be shot. I'll take that preacher out and shoot him. Take up an offering for the gospel and spend it on a car for himself or a house for himself. Fella ought to be took out and beat, shot. Well, would it be okay for you to take tithe money and make a car payment? Huh? Or take tithe money and go on vacation? What's the difference? See, people like to talk. And they like to talk about what other people should do. But somewhere or another, it don't apply to them. And that's why a lot of people like to, you know, feel like, well, I don't really claim to be a Christian. You know, so. I mean, but y'all do. Y'all do. So you're supposed to live right. Because you claim to be a preacher. I don't claim to be anything. So, you know, it ain't the same thing. Oh, yes, it is. Here's a little flash for you. Every man and woman is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And give an account of what you did in the body. And you're going to give an account. I'm going to give an account for what we did with the call of God on our life, whether we ever answered it or did it or not. I've had people look at me and go, ooh, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. Man, that's why, you know, I hadn't really committed to serve God. Because, ooh, you're going to be judged for what you do. And you're not. There are going to be many a man and woman stand before the Lord and give an account for a ministry they never did. They were called to do it, and they never did it, and they're going to be held accountable for it. So, don't point any fingers. It shows ignorance. Don't point any fingers and get all stirred up about what they ought to do with their money. What are you doing with your money? They ought to walk in love. You ought to walk in love. You're not going to stand before the Lord and give an account for me.
That's right.
When you stand before the Lord, your wife ain't going to be there. Your husband ain't going to be there. No. Mom and daddy ain't going to be there. I'm not going to be there. You are going to give an account for you. Not for me. Not for what I did or didn't do. That's why we're not supposed to judge. How many understand it's a full-time job keeping up with yourself and doing what you're supposed to do? And people who are always talking about what other people should do are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You can mark it down. Scripture says so. Everybody's always got an opinion about, well, they ought to do this, and I don't think this is right, and they shouldn't do this. These are people who are not doing themselves what they should be doing. So, let's not me judge you, you judge me, but let's get on ourselves about getting excited, not condemned, getting excited about growing in this love command so that we can know in our spirit, man, I'm making progress in this. I did better today than I've been doing. Right? I'm growing. I'm advancing. I can tell. You can sense it. He said, you are taught of God to love one another. Did you see that? And that's what we're releasing our faith for. That the Lord himself is and will teach us how to keep the love command over these next days and weeks. That was a little bit weak. What else you want to talk about? Huh? You know something better? Everybody said out loud, we are believing, that the Lord is teaching us how to love each other. We are growing in this.
We're increasing.
More and more
abounding
in the God kind of love. It's something to be excited about, not something to be depressed over. Now, we saw that this is a command. You don't have to turn there, but let me remind you of it. John 13, 34 and 35, he said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another," it's up on the screen, "as I have loved you, that you love one another." What is the commandment? Love each other. How? As the Master has loved us. Now, you know, before the Master came in the law, it was love your neighbor as yourself. That was the standard. Of course, that's still good. But that's not what Jesus said here, is he?
No.
He could have just repeated the law. He could have said, you know, this is the commandment. Reading after 1 John, he said, "A new commandment I give you." Then he said, "It is the commandment you've already received." But there's a different emphasis here. Now what's he saying? What is the standard now for loving people? The standard for you loving anybody is how Jesus has loved you. That's the standard. And that's what we measure how we treat each other by how he has treated us. What he has done for us. And I am to love you like he has loved me. You are to love me. You are to love each other like he has loved you. Is that important to him?
Yes.
Is it a side thing?
No.
Is there anything more important that he told us to do?
No.
It's it. He said, "By this," he went on to say, verse 35, didn't he? "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples." Not because we go to church. Not because we dress a certain way.
Right.
Not because we use these and thous and seem to be religious to the outside world, or that we talk in tongues, or that we believe in miracles, or even that we see healings, or we see manifestations of power. He could have said all that. He didn't say it. How are people going to know he is real and we're really his? This is it. "By," if he said, "you have love one to another." This is the command. We said command means it's an order. It is a requirement. It's not something you try to do. It's something you do. It's not something you should think about doing, maybe arrive at some point. It is an order. He expects us. He requires us to do this every day. Somebody say, "I've been ordered to love as he loves me."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "Love Does No Harm," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106B. That's R1106B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.